nationally rated insurance company, is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Right now, get amazing pricing on a brand new 2013 Chevy Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer.
Come on, everybody! Oh. Get up!
Is this Jive Bunny?
I think so. Let's twist again.
Tell you what, if you're a baby boomer and you ever want a great CD to put on just to have killer music from this era, go online and order a couple of Jive Bunny CDs. Listen to this. Take a look. It's seamless. It just goes nonstop.
What was the other one? Stars on 45.
Stars on 45.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
Jive Bunny is actually better because it's a mixture of sound alikes of different hits and artists. But it's that 60s, it's my party and I'll cry if I want. You know, that Neil Sedaka kind of stuff and Chuck Berry. It's a lot of fun. And when you go back now and see any footage of people doing the twist. What a stupid, stupid looking thing. Is it not the dumbest thing? You know, and the people doing it were in suits. You know, they're all dressed up and they're doing this goofy, stupid. Turn it up a little. This is great.
That and the mashed potato.
Kind of like the monkey.
The monkey was the one where they just flailed their arms up and down.
And wow, doesn't this sound like 100 songs sounded back then?
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you something, I never knew the difference between the monkey, the fruit, the mashed potato. I didn't know the difference between any of these.
What was the dive where you'd hold
swim.
Your nose? Oh, was that
the swim?
Yeah, that was
the swim. Stupid. Turn it up. Now this is gonna be peppermint twist. It's contagious. It really is. It's just feel good music. Here we go.
Well, I got a new dance and it goes like this.
Now, the Peppermint Twist, stop the music. Dan, I'll throw this at you. Who made that song popular? It was not Chubby Checker. Peppermint Twist, who was it?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember who
Joey
it was.
D.
Yeah.
Joey D and I think the Starlighters.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm old.
Wow. Man.
And I saw on TV this morning where Bobby Vinton is coming to town.
Oh, man.
How old must he be? Bobby Vinton. He's got to be like 70-something. I wonder if he can still sing. If he can still sing like Tony Bennett can, it'd be a great show. Because Bobby Vinton, you can laugh if you want. He's got a ton of hits.
And they just keep replacing, well, like those foursomes, they just keep replacing people. I think it was
Fabian.
The Four Tops or something. There's only like one original
But Vinton was a solo act, so it's him. It's Bobby Vinton. And he had, you know, Roses Are Red, My Love Violets Are Blue. He had a bunch of hits, so you can make fun of him, you youngsters, all you want to. But I sold a lot of records. We can go back to the phones if you like. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Call your friends and neighbors. Tell them to be sure to listen to the Playhouse because I have a terrific joke. Somehow it slipped through the cracks for a couple of years. I think it's been at least a couple of years, but bringing it back today. Let me talk to George. George, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you. How can we help you?
Well, I've got a story about things that my mom was really a character, and she passed away about 15 years ago, but she was always pulling like jokes on her relatives and stuff. One day I went down to this little shop and I bought a remote control fart machine.
Oh yeah, we have them. We all have one.
Yeah.
Well, I came home with it and mom said, oh, that's really great. I'd like to have one to bother her. She was going to pester her brother with it. So I went down to the store and I got her one. Well, she passed away, and I guess I had moved back in with her after I got divorced, and after she passed away, I was sitting in the house all by myself, you know, this was a month, 2 months after she had died. And all of a sudden, this thing just started going off.
Now, you sure you didn't have gas? Sure this wasn't your own?
Yeah. And you blamed it on the machine?
I wish I could say I did, but I no.
Know how. Hear yourself.
And it was a deal like I'm looking around thinking, oh, she's here. You know, she's watching me.
But, and again, it's a transmitted frequency. Something else could have set it off. But
well, I kind of thought maybe it was because it was up in a cabinet, and I thought, well, maybe the battery got low. You know, like sometimes like when you're
those things don't do that, though, when the battery gets low.
Well,
now, you know what I thought you were going to say? You know, I thought you were going to say, I thought, honest to goodness, you were going to say that you put it in her casket. Now, let me tell you, I got to tell you something. No. That, to me, would be hysterical. I know that most people wouldn't think that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But if I, and I'm not going to have a casket, but if I did and my boys put that in there, I'm not kidding. They'd know that if I were alive, I'd think that is hilarious just because to most people it's so horrible.
You have to put it in your will, I guess.
Yeah.
Just
put the fart machine in my casket.
And when people walk up.
And hit it when the dullest, most serious people walk up, hit it.
Oh, he looks so natural and so nice.
I think this thing that you're talking about, that kind of stuff, her sister-in-law, they always go over to the boat and everything, and they were like gambling freaks.
Yeah.
Well, when she passed away, the sister-in-law, my aunt, came in and put like 2 or 3 scratch-off tickets in the casket. And to this day, when we have a family function, everybody who just thinks about, boy, I wonder if one of them was a winner.
Wouldn't that be a bummer? She's lying there with about $10,000.
That would be something.
Well, George, thank you for the story.
That's all right, sir.
Thanks for listening. All right, off to Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Oh, hi, Frank and the guys. How are you?
I'm doing great. Ease up on the helium.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding.
I'm 54 years old, but I have a kid voice.
You do. You have a little kid's voice.
I know, and it works great for the telemarketers because when I answer the phone, they ask if they can speak with my mother.
Oh, that's great.
Say she's not home.
It is.
Yeah, she died 40 years ago. What can we do for you?
You know, well, I was laughing because you guys were talking about doing the twist and being dressed in your suit and your ties, and the girls had all their pretty best dresses on. I don't have cable at my house, and the other day I was flipping through the channels and got like TV 46 or whatever with the old reruns of Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
And Wally was having a party for Lumpy Rutherford at the Cleaver House, and all of the kids are showing up. Now, these are like freshmen and sophomores in high school, you know. They're showing up in their suits and their ties and their pretty party dresses, and they're dancing in the living room.
Right. No, the first dance I went to was, we didn't have basements in Tennessee, so it was the carport, not a garage, but a carport of a neighbor's house. Their daughter's was her birthday, and I was in I think I was in the sixth grade. I was so miserable because I had to wear a sport coat and a tie in the carport on a summer night. They'd moved a record player and they ran an extension cord out to the carport, and they strung up some Christmas lights for party lights. Oh man, I was so miserable, and I had to practice the box step with my mother before I went because I had no idea how to dance, and it was horrible. But you're right, we all had a sport coat and a tie on.
Oh, yeah. And these days, I don't know that there's any steps involved in dancing, so thank God you don't have to do anything.
You know that I don't even know what dance anybody does.
There aren't any. I mean, you just move.
You just get out there and move. Yeah. You just move around. It's no real dance.
No dance.
They do line dances now, like the Cupid Shuffle.
That's all that's really... That requires learning any particular sequence of steps. Most people just get out there and jump around and shake and gyrate and whatever, which is fine. That's fine, too. Kathy, thank you for the call.
Well, you're welcome. Have a good afternoon, guys.
You too.
Wow. Yeah.
And keep sounding 14 for as long as you can. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I had a question or a comment about dreams or dream come true type thing, but first I had a question about, you were playing those, remember years ago for a while they had those Then they had those records or CDs called Hooked on Classics.
Hooked on Phonics, Hooked on Swing, Hooked on Classic. Yes, yeah. they were. I loved them.
I mean, I guess they still have those for sale.
You can go online again and buy a brand new one right now today.
Well, anyway, I got a comment about dreams. Like, did you ever have a dream and then a day or two later or weekly that it actually came true? I don't mean that, you know, you had a dream, you know, you woke up with Beyonce in your bed or something like that. But
well, I've actually had that happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like to talk about it. She doesn't want me to talk about it.
I had a couple years ago, I was in the hospital. And I dreamt that I came home and I opened up my front door, and about 60% of the house had been somewhat renovated or cleaned and all cleaned up and all this kind of stuff. And about 3 days later, I came home, opened up the front door, and the house was exactly as I'd pictured it.
Whoa.
All cleaned up and just exactly the way I pictured it.
Now, are you sure that when you were in the hospital kind of half awake, not awake, that you didn't overhear somebody talking about doing that?
Oh, no. Mm-mm, no.
Now, that's... colors and everything. You saw in the dream exactly what was there when you went to the house.
Yes, exactly the way it was kind of not remodeled, but just cleaned up and straightened up and all this stuff. Because I had lived in a bit of disarray, if you will.
That's pretty impressive. That's,
I couldn't believe it, though.
That's a good one.
The first time in my life, you know, you had a dream, and then a couple days later, it actually came true.
Well, if you dream anything really bad about us, will you call us?
Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to sound weird, but... Because I have no connection to Elvis Presley. I never met Elvis Presley. The night before he died, and nobody, by the way, expected him to die. It was a shocker. The night before, I dreamed Elvis Presley died. And I've never dreamed in my life. I have no contact with this guy.
Wow.
And when I woke up, and I'm at work the next day, 1977, I believe it was, And everybody's running around at work going, oh, my God, Elvis Presley. And one woman there was hysterical, and I said, what's what? And they said, Elvis died. And it was only a few minutes later, I thought, oh, wait a second, last night I dreamed he died. And I thought, wow, this is weird. Maybe I've got some kind of power. Nah, I don't know. It meant anything in particular. Pat is here. Hello,
yes.
Pat. Pat, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I love these stories. I'm just like you are. I just ate this stuff up about the haunting thing.
Yeah, because I want it to be true.
Well, I do.
I really do.
I have two stories for you. They're short. My husband passed away 25 years ago, so I can't remember dates or anything. But
you must have been very young.
Oh, yes, I was.
How old was he when he passed away?
At home.
How old was he?
How old was he? 49.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. But after he died, my two children were out, and the oldest was at home with me sitting in my husband's chair. I was in the kitchen, and we heard crash, glass. I thought, oh, my gosh, what happened? So I started looking around. In the hall, there was a hall light. Remember those old lights that kind of wrapped around the bulb? It
lights
was
that,
on the front of the bulb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, the prongs. Yeah.
And that thing fell off, but the screw that kept it on was still on the light fixture, and it could not have fallen off.
Which, by the way, I know the fixture you're talking about, that's literally impossible.
Yes.
For that to happen.
Hmm. So it did it, and I'm thinking about it.
I'll tell you how people could think of it. Think of the on a lamp, the harp that goes over the lamp bulb, and you screw the shade on top. Well, imagine the shade being off, but the screw still being on top.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
You can't pull the shade off without unscrewing that top thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Maybe he was telling my son to get out of his chair.
Could be.
And the other one was, it was during the night, and, of course, I was sleeping in bed, and it was in the middle of July, which is the same time that he died, in the middle of July. And what woke me up was this cold, ice cold, something on my shoulder. It felt like a huge snowball on my back.
In my bed, that's my wife, that cold, that cold ice ball.
She rolls over.
Roll away, yeah.
That snowball
cold
thing.
Snowball.
until I woke up and I felt it. Yeah, it was cold, and I thought, oh, yeah, he's still giving me the cold shoulder. No, that's not funny, but
funny.
It was my back was cold.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I don't know. I believe in this stuff.
Again, we can't prove it. We can't disprove it.
No.
It's just fun to talk about.
I do, and I want to go to these haunted houses, and I've gone to
them. See, I don't believe in that stuff for a minute. The stories that make me wonder, well, maybe there's something to this, are the ones where there's a real close personal connection. Me going in some haunted house, I'm very skeptical about that. If I have no connection to the place and I didn't buy a house and somebody was murdered there and I didn't live in it and they want me out, I wouldn't give 10 cents to go through any haunted house. I'm different that way.
Well, it's probably a tourist come on.
I'm sure it is, and I'm sure they've planted a few little things here and there and squeaks and noises to make you go, I heard it. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
So, Pat, thank you.
Well, thank you, and AM in the PM.
Well, that's as it should be. Thank you for that. We move on to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon. How about that?
That's good
AM
enough.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Story about Bobby Vinton. You were talking about his music earlier.
Well, he's coming to town. I saw on television.
Yeah, I wouldn't go if I got free tickets to front row.
Why?
Well, back in 1993, I was in Branson, and that was during the floods that were going on in St. Louis. Branson also had some flooding, and I was working with the Red Cross down there. And we went to some shows that most of the entertainers would come out and talk to us, sign autographs, and several of them just sat there for hours talking to us, being as friendly as they could be. Bobby Vinton absolutely refused to even sign a photograph that we sent back to his room.
Well, who does he think he is?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's... I mean, we talked to Tony Orlando for probably 2 hours.
No, you can't get rid of Tony Orlando. He'll talk your head off. We know that firsthand, but well, that's too bad, because it's not exactly like these people are the biggest names anymore in show business.
It's not like we were asking to take us to dinner, just, a little autograph to
maybe
kind of remember what we were doing down there, and he just flat refused.
Well, maybe that night he felt bad. Maybe he was sick or something. I mean, you give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he just really felt bad.
That's very possible, I guess.
Could be. All right, Dave, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You know, the sad thing is what happens, I think, if people are famous, is if your one encounter is when the guy ducked and ran and everybody else stuck around, then you got stiffed or the guy was rude. And this is just what happens when you get older. It's weird. You start to think you're a little bit wiser, and you start to think, well, what else could that be? Maybe the guy just flat out really felt horrible. Maybe he had a tremendous stomach ache, and he barely got through the show. And once it was over, he had to just get out and get to a bathroom or lie down or put an ice pack on his head or whatever. But it's too bad that when that happens, I think the smart thing for people like that to do is just take enough time to go, folks, I am so sorry. I feel like crap. I've got the flu. Any other time, I'd be, thank you so much for coming. I hope you understand. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. And then at least they know. Eric, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I wasn't going to do this, but I have a pretty powerful story about after my mom passed away.
Well, I want to hear it. I think everybody else does, too.
Well, she got cancer and dealt with it for about a year.
Right, let me ask you along the way here, just to fill in some blanks and paint a broader picture here. How old was she?
She was 67.
Okay, go ahead.
She dealt with it for about a year, fought it like crazy, and but it just it got her, and she was at home. We took care of her, and after everything happened, we threw away everything that had to do with the illness, the bed clothes, the medicine, everything. It just was absolutely devastating. None of us could believe that it had happened, and I was living over by Forest Park at the time, and so I would, after everything happened, I would go to the house. She loved the house we lived in, and everyone just kind of scattered, and no one was ever at the house. Well, I would go there, and even though I had a place of my own, I would go there and sleep. And just kind of thinking about stuff and everything. Well, I went there one evening. My dad still lived there at the time, but he wasn't there. And I went there one evening and was very comfortable. Some of the light bulbs had burned out, and I always used to change the light bulbs for her. But I walked into my bedroom, and I walked right through. It stopped me dead in my tracks. I walked right through the scent of when she was ill. And I, number one, it upset me. I thought, why would that be the thing that would
reappear?
And I walked back out of my room, and she had never been and stayed in my room. So I walked to the two other bedrooms she had stayed in, and that smell was not there. And I walked back into my room, and it was still there. And I stopped in my tracks, and I just said, Mom. And I went out and bought light bulbs and replaced the light bulbs, and because I had always done that for her. But there's several other things. My oldest brother experienced some things, and there was really no way that I could explain that happening. It just made no sense to me that scent would be in my room we had disposed of any and everything that had to do with her illness.
And she was never even in that room.
No.
No. Mm. No, that's a weird one. Again, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying you're crazy. You don't sound crazy. And we can't know for a fact that was actually her. Mind is a powerful thing. And that smell of a nursing home, of a particular medication, of just whatever it is so in your system that for it to pop up and reappear in your head or your whatever, it can happen. It can happen. Whether it's actually her, we don't know. Good story.
Hey, well, you guys take care, man. I love the show.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay.
We love you, too. Not in a sexual way. Mm-hmm. Like a listener way.
Yeah.
All right, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Who invented the air? I used to know this, the air conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, hang on here. The air conditioner. I can't believe I forgot.
Was it a refrigeration? Wasn't it a refrigerator?
No, it's a well-known name.
Yeah, because we had talked about it before.
It's like a long-time brand name, I think. Air conditioning was invented.
Yeah, like Carrier, was it?
Something like that. What does it say when you Google who invented air conditioning?
Let's see. It doesn't have
It should just pop right up.
Mentions Benjamin Franklin.
No, he didn't invent air conditioning. They didn't have air conditioning when he was
modern air conditioning. Willis Carrier.
Carrier. Right, Willis Carrier. Well, let me tell you another story. Do you know who invented heat?
No.
Luther.
Satan.
Joshua Matheny.
Oh, wow.
Listen to this story. 1687, I think it was. Luther Matheny, along with everybody else, was just freezing to death. I mean, it was winter. It was a dead of winter. And they were cold. And they got tired of building fires. Because when you build it in the house would burn down. You know, if it wasn't a
smoke inhalation.
They're dying of smoke inhalation. And a bunch of businessmen got together. And they said, we need to put some money together and find somebody who could come up with a solution to this cold. And somebody said, what about old man Matheny, Luther Matheny? They said, well, what would he be able to do? And they said, he's real smart. He just seems to be real smart about stuff. Let's go talk to him. So they went and they met with him, and they said, Mr. Matheny, you know how cold it is in the winter. There ought to be some kind of an invention or something that could produce and manufacture heat. He said, let me get to work on it. And they said, well, if you can come up with something, you know, we'll pay you. And he said, no, I don't want any money. I want to do it for mankind.
Wow. What was his name again?
Luther Joshua Matheny.
Wow.
And he went to work and he got a sketch pad and he starts, you know, just drawing out parts and things and elements that would create heat. And then he died before he could finish it.
Yeah.
His son, Caleb Ebenezer Matheny, found his dad's work in progress and picked up on it and continued the work. And then he went to the patent office and he said, I have this idea for a heater. And they laughed. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Heater?
Who would want that?
Yeah. What are you? What are you, crazy? He said, well, that's what they said about Ben Franklin and that electrical thing, but I think I got something here. And I may have my dates kind of screwed. It might have been like 1860. I'm not sure on the dates, but he patented this heater. And when he built the first prototype, it burned the house down. But oh. it needed some improvement.
Tweaking. Yeah.
Yeah, tweaking.
Yeah.
And then he built another one and he's kept working on it. And then finally, he actually invented and created the very first home heater. That's a true story.
Wow. And what was his name? Because
Caleb Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
Yeah. Yeah, the stupid internet said it's Thomas Edison.
No, that's not true. That internet is full of lies.
Yeah, it is.
It's full of lies.
Stupid internet.
I know for a fact. Let me tell you the true story. Edison and Matheny were friends.
Really?
Yeah, and Edison stole, because I remember hearing Tom and his brother Rob Matheny telling me the story that their great-grandfather used to tell about that time when Tommy Edison came over to play cards, and then when he left, they were missing some of the information they had on their heater. And he took it and he stole it. And he took credit for it.
Probably did that with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet Matheny invented the phonograph or
that
something.
Jerk.
Too. Yeah, that Tom Edison, what a thief. So now you know the true story about the invention of heaters invented by Matheny. So who better? Who better to turn to for your heating and cooling needs than Matheny Heating and Cooling? We won't be talking about cooling for a while, I don't think. I don't think we're going to see many more of these 70-degree, certainly 75, 80, maybe you better turn on the air conditioner for a day. Days. Those will be down the road. But heating, cooling, whatever, for the maintenance of it, the repairing, the replacement, St. Louis, St. Charles County, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Please tell them your AM and the PM. We'd love that if you do that, and there's a reward in it for you. 15% off the first service call for your residential customers. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's see how the highways look airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, I have to tell you, I was with Ian on that one when Frank goes, who came up with heat? First thing I said was Satan.
Oh, well, yeah. We are both wrong.
Now, that's the ultimate heating system.
Right. Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? Well, if you are traveling out trying to get over the Poplar Street Bridge, boy, things are hosed up pretty bad. You are jammed up eastbound 64 from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge, and it remains slow all the way over to Highway 64 on eastbound 5570. That's because they have a lane down there doing some construction work near Exchange on Highway 5570. Looking at westbound 64, it's slow between Hampton and McCausland. We're starting to stack up again now here at Highway 270 through Maryville Center. Sunshine's going to be an issue here shortly because it's already at a pretty bad angle. You're slow. Some pockets out towards the Boone Bridge through Chesterfield Valley. Southbound 270, you start slowing south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me tonight for the Tuesday show. Restaurant Tuesday goes to the Chase. Chris Breen talks technology. Ron Ramey hits us with some black and white. And Sister Soulja on the broadcast as well. A lot happening. I hope you're here for it. See you tonight at 9 on KTRS.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that learning a new language can help improve your mental fitness? And brain fitness is just as important as physical fitness, because if you don't use your brain, you lose your brain. One of the best ways to keep your brain stimulated is by learning a new language. And the ultimate way to learn a new language is with Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. Recent research suggests that men and women who learn a second language tend to be better problem solvers, more creative, and actually use more of their brain mass. That's why Rosetta Stone wants to send you an absolutely free demo of their language immersion technology. Just call 1-800-400-6682 and request your free demo. Rosetta Stone teaches you your new language the way you naturally think and learn, so your brain recognizes the language faster and more easily. Try it for free. Stimulate your brain. Stimulate your world. Call for your free demo of Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. 1-800-400-6682. That's 1-800-400-6682.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-9841. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-600-9841. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-9841.
This year's drought could be trouble for your home. Drought conditions draw moisture from the soil, shrinking it, a major cause of sinking, shifting foundations. And an unstable foundation can mean cracked walls or sticking doors and windows. Before the damage gets worse, you need a helping hand. Simple concrete reinforcement often can't get below the problem. It can continue to sink. You need the PermaJack system. It's different. With PermaJack, steel piers are hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep, tested, and locked in position. Drought or other undesirable soil conditions won't cause further damage because your foundation will be solid as rock. Steel piers support large buildings, and PermaJack is the fast, economical, and effective way to give your home that same helping hand. PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for, and their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Attention men, failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-966-0033. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance. performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-966-0033. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-966-0033. 1-800-966-0033.
Kicking around a little pornography lingo. Can't share with you. Wish we could. Here's what we can share, and that is what's out today, Tuesday, in the world of music, movies, TV shows. I say that because they're on DVD, too, because the CDs, the DVDs are out today, and the man who's going to tell you all about them is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Some terrific products in these stores. Please tell them your AM and the PM and ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. But remember, there's a lot more than just great vacuum cleaners in these Auric stores. Give it up, if you would, for Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
All right. It was very educational, the commercial
break. Yes.
Very
during
good
the
stuff.
Break, we were learning new terminology.
That was good.
Abbreviations. Those, would those be acronyms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, because it started with the LOLs. We were doing acronyms.
We can give them a couple of examples. BBW, Big Beautiful Woman.
Right.
That's one.
Yeah.
And we can't share others.
No.
Well, we can share CFNM. That's Clothed Female, Nude Male.
Yeah.
These are all the porn industry.
Yeah, I don't get that one. Yeah.
That's,
that one's
so
weird.
You're talking about a clothed woman and a naked guy.
Yes. There's actually
thing for that? People get into that?
Apparently, that's some people's thing.
That's like anti-porn.
Yeah.
Clothed women.
It's like
that.
Half porn.
Could you imagine a guy go into a clothed woman? Say, you might as well just open up a Penny's catalog.
People are weird, and there are people who are attracted to and aroused just by about, some really weird stuff.
Just about anything.
Well, I guess
anything.
If you go to like a Macy's or something, you see him changing the mannequins. If the guy mannequin is naked, the girl mannequin's got clothes on. That's it, right? That would be like the blow-up doll for that person.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's crazy. It's weird. I mean, I don't get the design.
And how about the fact, too, that we're still so weird about nudity? That if you see a mannequin without clothes on it, there's no privates. The guy didn't have anything.
Right.
Even the woman's parts, that's how we're weird like that.
Yeah.
If you think about it. But then why would a mannequin have to have that?
Right.
They
there's no
need
reason.
It.
Right.
Well, you'd be pretty weirded out if I came in to do the segment and I wasn't wearing any clothes. You'd probably get a little bit uncomfortable.
It'd be your last visit. Your last segment.
I understand.
All right, what's out?
All right, on the CD end, we only got two things. The Eels, 10th album from a group that came out in 1996. The Eels, their 10th album, Wonderful Glorious, is out. And Dark Star, News from Nowhere. There's a new album out for you. On the DVD end, a couple of TV shows. Southland, seasons 2, 3, and 4, in one box set. Are available. It's available today.
Is that releasing, a cop show?
Yeah. Okay. It takes place in L.A., and it is seasons 2, 3, and 4 are all together in one box for only $39. So you can't really beat that if you dig the show. Cougar Town, which I have never really wanted to go out of my way to watch.
I thought because of the name and the premise I'd like it, but it's stupid.
Yeah.
Right. It's too corny is what I picked up on. But
it should have been hotter.
Yes. Yeah. Because Cougar, come on, you know, it needs to be sultry.
And Courtney Cox, that had great potential.
Boy, did you see her? She messed up her face.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, bro.
Oh, I know.
You know what we need to do is we need to just get giant, huge, like, we'll buy billboards of Kenny Rogers before and after.
And just put, don't do this to yourself.
Right. Or pictures of those women that get the lip implants. My God. Oh, yeah. Wow. All right. So Cougar Town season 3 is out today. Did you get into the airport movies, Frank?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're like Frank, today the Airport Terminal Pack is out. For $15, you get Airport 1975, Airport 77, and Concorde Airport 79.
No, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking of Airplane with Nielsen. No, the airport, no. Wasn't Dean Martin in one of those?
Didn't he play the drunk pilot?
Yeah,
he was so.
Those I didn't get into.
Okay, well, if you anybody out there did, the Airport Terminal Pack, $15 for movies. I'm not a big fan of the movie Alex Cross. Tyler Perry does that character, the Medea. There we go. You see, so the guy dresses in drag all the time, and now he's the star in the movie Alex Cross. You might know the character because Morgan Freeman played him in Kiss the Girls and Along Came a Spider. This is the prequel with a guy that I can't look at without thinking about an old black woman. I just can't take him seriously. It's that guy who wants to be like an action guy, you know? He's just going to bust some heads. Didn't really work for me. A Late Quintet. It is an art house film. It does star Christopher Walken, Catherine Keener, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. It is about a string quartet. And it's about one of them getting really sick and they need to retire. Sounds very boring.
That sounds horrible.
It sounds so boring, but I'm telling you, if you're in the mood to just stare at wallpaper, change your view to the screen of this movie, I'm telling you, it actually is really, really good. So that's a little B-movie indie.
A member of a string quartet gets sick.
They've been together 25 years. They had to figure out whether they're going to replace him. Okay.
Okay.
Deadfall is available today, and it stars Eric Bana and Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde.
I can't really
picture her.
House. The bisexual House. On House.
I didn't watch it.
She got with the... really? Come
She's
on.
Not the dark-haired boss.
No. That's Cuddy.
Something
this is
else.
The girl who played 13.
I'm lost. I don't...
A poor man's Angelina Jolie. Is what I basically describe it.
All right, that's good.
All right. So
good enough for me.
Eric Bana and Olivia Wilde star in a movie called Deadfall. It's out today. You can find it at every red box because it's kind of a... it's kind of a piece, to be quite honest with you. Imagine this. What if Bonnie and Clyde were brother and sister? That is the premise of this film. And yes, it goes in some very twisted places. We've also got the movie Peter Pan, the three-disc diamond edition of the 1953 Ooh. Classic. Now you get a three-disc Blu-ray box set. $45 if you really want to see Peter Pan for the first time all over again, because now it's the diamond edition of high definition. Cloud Atlas, a $100 million independent film that lasts for 2 hours and 52 minutes, takes place over six different timelines where all the actors in every timeline play different variations of the same theme. My head hurts just thinking about this
horrible.
Film. Cloud Atlas did Halle Berry. It's got Tom Hanks. It's got... really? Okay.
Tom Hanks is hot.
Nice. I just can't get into Halle Berry ever since Swordfish. It just looks like pancakes on the side of a road. You know, that one scene. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, she's sitting in the chair?
Yes, she's laying on the chair, and she's laying in a way where gravity...
They were all right.
Gravity
decent.
Doesn't help. No. Just decent. It looks like somebody threw pancakes at the side of their window.
You're gay.
Oh,
all right.
My goodness.
Then we've got Flight. Denzel Washington has got a great shot at potentially beating Daniel Day-Lewis for the Academy Award. Flight, Denzel Washington... powerhouse movie.
Hold it. His performance could beat Daniel Day-Lewis?
I believe so.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Really? Did you see both?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You want to make a little side wager?
Yes.
All right. Here comes the boom. Kevin James is a high school teacher, wants to save his school because they're out of money, so he decides to do MMA. The abbreviation's got me all mixed up. MMA, mixed martial art fighting. And it's supposed to be believable that he can win and beat these guys up, and it's really weak.
Horrible.
And last but not least, for the first time ever on Blu-ray today, you can pick up a movie called Cabaret, starring Liza Minnelli from 1972. Also first time on Blu-ray, a movie that Elvis Presley was supposed to star in, but I believe the stories I've read...
Stars Born.
Yes. Barbara Streisand, Chris Christopherson, she wanted Elvis so bad she could have seen him in Vegas, and I think the Colonel screwed everything up.
The Colonel put the kibosh on it.
That was a huge, big movie at the time. Academy Award-winning movie.
There's Barbara asking Elvis if he'd do it. Play it again. That's Streisand right there.
That's exclusive. All right, that does it for me. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550, KTRS. Hip on entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Don't forget that Joe is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. All right, listen up. This is yet one more reason. You might want to consider changing where you do your banking if you don't bank at First Community Credit Union. If you transfer the credit card balance from your current credit card to any First Community credit card, assuming that that credit card you're transferring obviously is not a First Community credit card, transfer it to a First Community credit card, and you will pay zero interest for an entire year on the transferred balance, plus on all credit card purchases till the end of this year with that new First Community credit card, you only pay 3.99% interest. Subject to credit approval, of course. And it excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. If you're buried in debt, here's a good way to start digging out. One more reason. Just one of many. Excuse me, hang on.
Thank you.
Why you might want to consider banking where we all do our banking. First Community Credit Union. It is a terrific place to bank, and they are the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning. I got to hear a little bit of it this Saturday with Paul. I tell you, he never misses a beat, that Paul Warner. 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday. One sponsor only. Think about it. You might want to do your banking where we do ours. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Time to see what afternoon rush hour looks like. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne. Tim?
Well, things are jamming up on eastbound 70 from Highway 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And we have on westbound 64, well, I should say that was westbound 70 from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 64, you're heavy from Clarkson down to the Hardy's Iceplex, and then you're slow again from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 64, just before the Boone Bridge, you had a stalled vehicle and they had a right lane block. Traffic very light going around there, but it is after you come right around a curve, so beware of that. On southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic now from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. When cold hurts, try Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When news breaks, KTRS is there.
Joining us live now is KTRS's Jay Schurter.
And so is ABC News.
And Compton, ABC News, the White House.
With a local connection.
Ann Compton live at the White House, ABC News White House correspondent. Ann Compton, good morning.
And good morning from the White House. Where do you want to start?
For the best in breaking news, you'll get the latest from ABC and KTRS News on the Big 550. Streaming live on KTRS.com. Depend on it.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheelis. A sister hears a confession and immediately calls 911. This is what happened when Eddie Ralph told his sister he just killed America's deadliest sniper and another man at a Texas gun range.